11 past 9 it is here on Racing HQ. We'll get to Opie Bossom in just a tick, but some an exciting news released yesterday involving commingling. It's been going on between the Hong Kong Jockey Club and the Victorian tab, but as of tonight's Happy Valley program, it is commingling with New South Wales. So when you listen or watch Happy Valley tonight from Hong Kong, you'll be seeing commingling with the New South Wales pool for the Happy Valley program, and that will now see that the New South Wales and Victoria are basically setting into the same pool into the Hong Kong commingling pool. So that starts tonight. Exciting for us with a far bigger win and place pool, particularly on all of the Hong Kong races, and it starts tonight at Happy Valley. Opie Bossom now joins us. He's arrived down in Melbourne this morning. Morning to you, Opie.
Yeah, hi, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. It must have been an early start from New Zealand this morning.
Yeah, got the 6:15 flight, so got here. Just got here now.
Yeah, beautiful. You've obviously come to ride Mongolian Calm, but you do have a ride today, Miss Rose DeLargo, who you rode last start.
Yeah, she ran really well last time and only just got beat, so I was lucky enough to keep the ride for today.
One of the key chances in the race, drawn okay in this race, the seventh race, so if she can go on with it, a former Perth filly or mare now that has always shown a bit.
Yeah, I like the way she fought on hard last time, and she races close to the speed, so hopefully be up out of trouble.
Yeah, that's good. The main object, though, is, of course, to win the Group 1 on Saturday, the Caulfield Cup. You must be thrilled with the way that this horse has just come through his races, this preparation.
Yeah, he's coming up perfect in his last start. With a bit of luck, he probably should have just about won, but I just was really pleased with the way he hit the line.
He just looks like a 2,400-metre is screaming out at this part of the prep.
Yeah, they're the ideal, and he should be peaking at the right time.
Barrier draw looks to be ideal, and I'm not too sure whether you've had too much time while you've been flying or whatever to have a look at the entire race, but how do you see Barrier 9 for this horse down that Flemington straight for the first time?
Ideal. We were hoping to be in the middle somewhere. We didn't want to really draw too far in, but I see with the ballots and all that, we probably come in a few.
Yep. Yeah, the four emergencies are drawn 8, 10, 7 and 4. So if they don't run in, you move into barrier 5.
That's barrier 6, isn't it?
6, yeah. 6, so, yeah. So wherever, you're going to be there without having to sort of make one sudden move of going back. You can just find where you want to be.
Exactly, yeah, and try and stay out of trouble, really.
Yeah. How different is he? I mean, you've won two Group 1s in Australia. One of those was the Oaks with Grand Archway, but Mongolian Khan gave you the ATC Derby earlier this year here in Sydney. How different is he now as a horse this preparation?
He's racing a lot more professional and hitting the line a lot harder against the better and older horses too. So I'm really pleased with the way he's stepping up.
He looks like he's really putting the head out and he's really enjoying it.
Yeah, he is, and he pulls up fine after each race, like he's hardly even had a race. So I'm really confident going into Saturday anyway.
I mentioned the two Group 1s here in Australia. There was a bit of break between the first and the second one, wasn't there? 1998 and this year.
Yeah, I've had a few Group 2s and that, but through the start of 2000 and probably towards the 2013, I hardly even rode over here. So it has been a while between drinks.
Yeah, understand. No, well, this horse, I know you're going to ride. Are you going to ride him tomorrow morning?
Murray said something about it the other day, so yeah, I'll be there in the morning.
Yeah, I guess doing the 7-day backup, he won't need a lot anyway.
You wouldn't think so. I don't think he galloped on Tuesday or anything like that, so he'll probably just have a little bit of a blowout.
That's good. Turn Me Loose, another one for Murray Baker and Andrew Forsman. I think you're riding it in the Seymour Cup on Sunday.
Yeah, he was tossing up whether to run at Caulfield or on Sunday, but he's going to run a Sunday and the way, I like the way he hit the line last start, and he's only going to improve with that run.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. He's getting to his right trip now, isn't he?
Yeah, he just loves the mile, and I like the way he relaxed last time. Sometimes he can over race, so but he seems a different horse since he's been over here.
Yeah, that's good. Well, mate, good luck today with Miss Rose DeLargo. I hope favourite backers will be all over you, Opie. I hope the right result comes for you with Mongolian Khan.
No, thanks very much.
Good on you. Opie Bossom, who's arrived into Melbourne this morning and rides the favourite on Saturday. Leo Schlinks, our man at Werribee, of course, for the internationals. And another reminder that on Friday morning, we'll be broadcasting from down at Werribee with the internationals. Leo will be on the show, but we're going to be talking with the key players. And I got told overnight via text that Lord Ted Grimthorpe, Teddy, we've had on the show a number of times through the last few years, flies into Melbourne on Friday morning. He represents the owner of Snow Sky with Sir Michael Stout, and Teddy will be on the show live from Werribee. So, Leo, there'll be plenty to chat about on Friday morning.
There certainly will be, Andrew, and it's just building wonderfully right now. The weather is perfect. I think the forecast for Saturday is spot on, and we're just, it's looming, you know, so well for the first of the spring majors at Caulfield, and the internationals, as it stands right now, look as though they're going to have a big hand, maybe five in the race, just depends on how the final field stacks up scratchings on Saturday.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Hocco Brave, drawn last night wide barrier 19, but I understand it had a bit of a spin around this morning.
Yeah, and the word out of the stable this morning was the description was great work. He worked over 1,000 metres and just quickened up over the last 600. His last 200 metres in 12.9 seconds, left the stable, continued very happy. And the trainer, Mr. Matsunaga, comes in tomorrow, and he will inspect the horse then and maybe go and have a look at Caulfield himself. All part of the meticulous preparation of the Japanese.
Yeah, they are. I was surprised, actually. Snow Sky and Quest for More went to Caulfield last Saturday just for a bit of a look around. I was surprised the Japanese didn't go.
There's a bit of paddock schooling. It was just... I thought they might go out there. They were reluctant to do it. But they're going to go out there, I think, this afternoon, the Fame Game crew.
Right.
Mr. Manakata is in town, and he is very keen to have a look at Caulfield. The expectation there is relatively modest, I would say, given the way that the horse corners. Zach Purton made that comment the other day as well, that he's a horse that doesn't get around the bends quite as well as Admire Rakti, for example. But when he gets to Flemington, the confidence levels, as soon as you mention the name Flemington, you just hear the excitement in their voices.
Yeah, understand. Look, with Fame Game, we've heard what Zach said on Monday. He joined us here on Sky Sports Radio on Tab Talk on Monday. But barrier one for mine's a bit awkward for the horse as well.
Well, that's right. You know, he's going to get back, and he's going to need a lot of luck. And the tempo is the only thing that can really win him the race. You know, he might just go there and prove to be the strongest day. But this Caulfield Cup edition, there's so much depth there, and you know, probably one of the best quality Caulfield Cups we've ever seen, and he'll have to be every bit as good as what we think he is to even be competitive. So that's the challenge in front of him. It seems to me that they're gearing up a lot more for the Melbourne Cup, but they're certainly not ruling out the Caulfield Cup.
No, I understand. But off the work this morning, it sounds like the vibe from the Hocco Brave crew is that he's in order and he gets to Caulfield at 2,400 and he has every chance.
He certainly does. And Craig Williams has been supremely confident the whole way along that this horse can win not only the Caulfield Cup, but the Melbourne Cup. But he's worked this morning under the regular track rider. Was very impressive, and he's right where they wanted to be. They didn't let him go at any stage, and yet you know, they came away. And this is the most positive I've heard the Hocco Brave camp the whole way along. Fame Game, it's been you know, not quite as exuberant, but Hocco Brave this morning, they were very, very happy.
Okay, well, that's a good word for Hocco Brave. We'll talk more about the Caulfield Cup on Friday, obviously, when we do the show. But Red Cadeau, we had Robin Trevor Jones on yesterday about their Caulfield Cup runner. But Red Cadeau did some fast work this morning.
Yeah, again, good solid work. And Robin knows exactly what this horse needs to be right for that first Tuesday in November, and right now he remains on track and has very much been the leader of the Dunlop stable down there, and everything he does, sort of guiding Trip to Paris around, and also to a lesser extent, and Dowie. But yeah, he's right where they want him, and they're not going to change anything that I've done here over the past four visits. And their expectation is that, and Robin is just very quiet and methodical in the way that he goes about things. But on game day, he's really confident that Rick Cadell have something very loud to say.
Gerald Mosse is going to take the ride. He did cop a three-meeting ban last Sunday, but it doesn't start till after the Melbourne Cup. So Gerald Mosse will certainly maintain the ride on Red Cadeau. Well, before I let you go, Leo, was there anything else from all the internationals this morning?
No, it was a pretty quiet morning. As I said, the Japanese are starting to arrive in force. The trainers are coming in over the next couple of days. One's here already, and now we're into the final stages of the Caulfield Cup preparation. But the other horses, the new arrivals, they all look remarkably well, given that that flight was delayed. One of the horses on that flight lost 12 kilos. He's already put it back on. They're so sport down there at Werribee. But they make the most of those facilities down there, and everything for them right now is going well.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, mate, we'll talk to you tomorrow. If not, we'll see you on Friday with the big OB there from Caulfield. Looking forward to helping our listeners try and back the BMW Caulfield Cup winner. Thanks a lot, Leo.
Look forward to it, Andrew. Thank you.
Leo Schlink there from the Melbourne Herald Sun. You can read all his stuff online as well. Tomorrow morning at Moonee Valley, a lot of key gallops for those horses heading towards Cox Plate Day. Hartnell and Contributor are going there for Godolphin. We can also suggest that Winx is going, Pornichet, and Criterion is going too for the last time. He won't be galloping at breakfast with the best, but David Hayes just wants to give the horse a quiet look around Moonee Valley tomorrow morning. So we'll cover off on that on Racing HQ tomorrow. The other news, the scratching today of Kinglake from the feature race, the Blue Sapphire. David Moody, the owners, told me they'll accept for the Caulfield sprint on Saturday. Has got 53 kilos in that race. He should get in, but if they don't run there, he'll barry a trial on Monday at Cranbourne ahead of lining up in the Group 1 Coolmore at Flemington on Derby Day. So Kinglake either run Saturday or barry a trials on Monday. Jason Kerr's joining us from Caulfield, the middle day of their Cup Carnival. Morning to you, Jace.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Another perfect track.
Yeah, it's
I say it there with a laughing tone because it's been in the news a little bit the last few days, the track.
Yeah, it's been a fairly hot topic after Saturday. I've got a bit firm for a few. Obviously, mixed reports. Some were very happy with it. Others said it was too firm. So we've sort of taken that on board, Andrew, and produced another similar track today, but probably got a fraction more given up.
So a little bit more give. The first race isn't until 1:25 and the last at 5:45. So you've marked it a good three. So you've obviously watered since Saturday a little bit.
Yeah, we've had 21 mils since Saturday. That was 7 mils Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So it's had a cut and the inside 6 metres had a roll. So yeah, it's come up very well. Obviously, there is some wear on that inside 3 or 4 metres. That's sort of a standard rail move leaving it here for this meeting each year, but generally plays reasonably well. Maybe later in the day, 2 or 3 off might be the spot to be, but I think initially it'll play quite well, and it's a nice day down here in Melbourne, so it's got a good grass cover on again, so it will firm up during the day, but certainly I'm pretty comfortable that it's got enough moisture to get it through the day.
Beautiful. And they were certainly running on Saturday, but a little scuff mark around the bend there, as you mentioned. They can win from anywhere again today. A lot of it is tempo related.
Yeah, well, I thought Saturday morning, I thought it'd be pretty even Saturday morning. Certainly the races didn't pan out. They, as you say, they came from came round and wide a bit more than I thought it would be Saturday. Not quite sure why, but yeah, I think what I said before, I think they'll be even enough early, but second half of the program might just be out on that 2 or 3 off the fence, might be slightly better going.
Yeah, we'll wait and see how it plays out. Good on you, Jace. Good luck today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Jason Kerr, track manager at Caulfield. Mark Hunter coming up with his tips in a tick. Darren Weir told me this morning, Lucky Hustler is certainly going to the Crystal Mile at Moonee Valley into the Emirates. But Stratum Star, there's every chance that this horse will back up on Saturday in the David Jones Cup and then go to the McKinnon 3 weeks later. That will give them a break, and he'd like to get a run into Stratum Star at 2,000 metres and then have the three-week break into the McKinnon also at 2,000. So looking forward to that. We'll wait and see on the final field out later in the morning, but Stratum Star, every chance of backing up in the David Jones Cup on Saturday. Tall Ship is going to the Seymour Cup on Sunday. Has made good progression. The plan with Tall Ship is to run in the Seymour Cup and then go to the 1,800 metre race on Melbourne Cup Day. And while I spoke with Darren, I did ask him about a horse that won last week at Kyneton called Mahuta. They put the blinkers on and it just went whoosh to win by six. It's going to step into a three-year-old race at Caulfield on Saturday. Mark Hunter's online. Mate, remind me of Kyneton last week. Was it a leader's track?
Yes.
It was. It was pretty impressive, though, wasn't it, Mahuta?
It absolutely was. It came off looking like an ordinary horse to start before that. The blinkers went on, and it went bang.
Yeah.
Didn't beat much, but won very well.
Won very well. Well, a big step up on Saturday, but looking forward to seeing that horse. All right, mate, let's look at the middle day of Caulfield. What are the best for our listeners?
I think the best all day, Andrew, is race 4, number 7, Grand Duke of Tuscany. This has had your typical Lloyd Williams preparation here. It had that acclimatisation run at the last prep where it's at three wide over the mile and got out sprinted and fought on really well. It then went for a spell. It came back in Adelaide, sat up on the speed, was a dominant win, just destroyed them. It was getting stronger over the line. It jumps 2,400 metres here. It'll roll forward. I don't know if it'll quite lead. If not, it'll be outside the leader. It should just control the race. It should beat these and should be headed for better races than this.
Yeah, Damien Oliver really teaming up with Lloyd Williams, as we know, on many of his horses. Grand Duke of Tuscany, that's race 4, number 7.
And in each way special in the last race, 8, number 3, Fast and Rocking. Look, he doesn't win very often, but he's had his first two runs back over sprint trips. He drew inside first up, was unsuited. Second up, the tempo was totally against him. He ran well. He then went to 1,400 metres in a crack field. Just doesn't quite run 1,400 metres, but still ran really well. He drops back to the 1,200 metres here, which is perfect. There's good speed up the front. I like where he's drawn. He's drawn to be midfield, coming to the outside, getting a clear run. A lot of his dangers will be buried back inside. Well, he just won't miss in the last race, 8, number 3, Fast and Rocking.
He's 5.50 at the moment with tab.com.au, and back in the fourth, Grand Duke of Tuscany sits at $3 at this stage. So race 4, number 7, and race 8, number 3. Let's look at the quaddy, mate. What about race 5?
Yeah, I like this race. I like number 10, Dara, 10, 2, 5, and 7. Dara just come back from a spell, a totally different horse. It was a terrific win first up when the pace did suit it. Went to Caulfield last start. Bit slow away as it can be, bit of a sprint home, just took some winding up, got to the outside with its big weight and just failed. Drops to 54 kilos here. Ideally, you'd probably want 1,800 metres, but the small field of 9, Luke Curry takes over. Just hope it can take a spot, 5th or 6th, build its momentum, and it can run them down to beat number 2, Hiyoshi, who's got the 60 kilos and the wide gate to contend with, but got a great hope. 5, Zabrins is going well, it's got the blinkers back on, it's the other winning chance. Then out to number 7, Real Time. I just think struggling for form. It's out to the mile. Look, it's a good run. It's maybe got some hope, but I think they'll find it out. 10, 2, 5, then 7.
Righto, the Blue Sapphire's been knocked about. King Like could run on Saturday, as I told our listeners. What are the numbers here?
I'm taking 6 and 4. The numbers are 6, 4, 5, 2. Not much between these two. I love Mogador's win first up off the back of a fantastic trial. It'll probably settle last in this race, but it's not a bad spot to be. There's quite a bit of speed. You can just see Craig Williams getting a drag into the race, coming to the outside. Might even be on the back of Keen Array. I think Keen Array will hit the front. Mogador's chasing it, and I'll go for Mogador to just get over the top. Third pick, number 5, Raphael's Cat. Look, if it got a soft lead, it might be some chance, but I think they'll run it down. And fourth pick, number 2, Haptic, who I just don't think will be strong enough at the 1,200. 6 from 4 for me, then 5 and 2.
We spoke with Opie Bossom. He rides Miss Rose DeLargo here in race 7, the Vars. What are your numbers here?
I think he rides the winner, Andrew. Pretty keen on this one each way. 1, 6, 5 and 2. There is no pressure whatsoever in this race. Miss Rose DeLago was terrific last start at 1,400 metres, going across the line in the four-horse finish. Much better suited out to the mile. It's won at Caulfield. It will just go forward. It and KJ's Joy, that's about it for speed up the front. And I'm keen on Miss Rose DeLago to beat number six, KJ's Joy, who just keeps raising the bar. It has to run the mile. It has to jump in grade, but it'll get a beautiful run. Forest Match down from Sydney, I thought, ran pretty well first up. If it can take some sort of spot from gate two, it's got a hope. And two, Lady Kumquat, ran well in this race last year. Might be one run away, but was good at the Valley, had no luck there. 1, 6, 5, and 2.
And the last, you obviously go with 3, Fast and Rocking.
Yep, keen on Fast and Rocking. 3, 10, 11, 13. Number 10, Kaepernick, was much better around a turn at Moonee Valley. Going to be buried inside needing luck here. 11, Galaxy Pegasus, draws gate 1. I don't know that's any spoil for it, but it's close to a win. And 13, Sarajevo, who's probably drawn to be in a similar spot to Fast and Rocking, coming down the middle. 3, 10, 11, and 13.
All right, they're the best bets in the quaddy. Those first three races are pretty tough.
Yeah, look, race one, I couldn't possibly back Mr. Individual. It's my pick. It should roll across, find the front. I think it's got to be getting towards the end of its campaign. And I couldn't take short odds, but I'd go 2, 3, 1, 4 in that race.
Right. What about the second?
The Greys is a lottery, 5, 9, 6, and 1. If number 5, Secret Toy Business, can find its form from this series last year, it'll win. But it's two runs back are inconclusive, so no betting there for me.
All right. Can we enlighten race 3?
No, we'll pass again there. 5, 2, 4, and 1. A terrific race. No speed on paper. I'll tip number 5, High Church, whose two runs have been terrific, but certainly worried about a lack of tempo. So I'm happy to sit out the first three races, and I'll like the way the program finishes.
All right, go Grand Duke of Tuscany, race 4, number 7, and the other each way, race 8, and number 3. By the way, Godolphin, I spoke with John O'Shea off air this morning. Two real nice horses for him coming through. MacArthur is going to run next week in the Geelong Derby trial, and a 3-year-old colt called Tally, who was another one that won at Kyneton last week by 7, leading all the way. They're going to step it into the Vase, the Dilmar Vase, on Cox Plate Day. So we'll be watching for those two, for Godolphin, MacArthur and Tally.
MacArthur would have to go up a notch.
Yep.
I don't think he was that impressive, but Tally certainly won well.
Good on you, Mark. Good luck today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter with his thoughts for the program. By the way, I mentioned at the start that for New South Wales customers now, we're co-mingling with the Hong Kong Jockey Club on all Hong Kong meetings. Michael Maxworthy, our man from overseas, he loves it. His best tonight is race 6, number 4, Royal Partner. Zach Purton takes the ride. Only 3 wins have been over this track and distance tonight. He's currently 450 on the Hong Kong tote. So there it is tonight. If you're betting and co-mingling with the pools now, there'll be massive pools on Happy Valley tonight. The best from Michael Maxworthy, race 6, number 4, Royal Partner. In a moment, our preview for Warwick Farm.